The past couple of weeks, I have noticed myself in a very familiar emotional space and in a very familiar mind space. This has definitely been one of the longer-term habits of mind and habits of thought and reactivity to what I would refer to. And these are really two things, but I'm really connecting them together because I sense at a deeper level that there is certainly something that brings these together, at least in my experience. And what I would refer to this as, the first part of this would be finding myself in periods of what I'd refer to as waning enthusiasm, or where my enthusiasm for something in particular or for life in general just basically seems to dissipate and wither, and it just isn't there. And as someone who generally, and this has nothing to do with me, I don't think that there's anything that I could have ever done or could do to make myself more eager and enthusiastic. It just tends to be my natural energy. And almost all people who I've ever come in contact with or have a relationship with of some sort, whether it's a friendship or whatever the case may be, people often speak of that enthusiasm and that joyous energy that somehow, it has nothing to do with me as a human being, it's just something that comes through me. But I'm very, very quick to admit that it is not always that way for me. And this past couple of weeks, it has not been continuous during this time, but there have been periods where for some reason, and I gave up trying to figure out why, because it's kind of like chasing the wind and finding the wind. It's just, it's been impossible for me to do so. And that is to try to find out why this is, what is causing this. And there's no blame. I'm not blaming myself. I'm not blaming anyone else for this. And the other part of this that I want to speak of that I sense at a deeper level, I may not be able to articulate it completely, but I at least feel moved to. My heart is moving me to connect these two things. The other part of this is what I'd refer to as this deep resistance to life itself. And when I say that, what I'm really speaking of is that I find myself, the things that I normally do very enthusiastically and very easily, and even the things that are challenging that I have enough enthusiasm and energy and a desire to want to do these things, and I generally find joy and meaning in what I do in life. And I realize there's some parts of life, no, there's not so much joy and meaning. There's some of this that's out of my control, and I realize that's my practice as well, not to find that joy and meaning, because I don't know if I can do that, but to be open to it when it happens, because it has really nothing to do with me. It's put to me, and there again, I know I realize I'm getting a little metaphysical, but I find that, you know, for me to speak of this way really is related to mindfulness, because at the end of the day, wherever this joy comes from, wherever this enthusiasm comes from, I certainly can't say where it comes from. And I know that when I speak to other people, a lot of people have a lot of different beliefs and ideas and experiences. So what I find is that it is really what I'm focusing on is not trying to find the origin or the source for that. I have in my heart what I sense the origin of that is, but I'm not here to try to convince anyone of anything. I'm really here just to cope in the most effective way I can with the challenges of being human and the ups and downs of life, so to speak. And that's what it's been like for me the past couple of weeks. I have found myself going through a period of the last 6 or 7 months with a variety of physical challenges and some incredibly fearful moments. And there was a point earlier this year where I really refer to myself as giving up on life. I didn't want to give up or I didn't want to die necessarily. But what I had given up on was on letting that enthusiasm for life and for the things that I'm involved in life, and for just the things that I don't even know are coming yet, but they're on my path awaiting me. I just haven't gotten there yet. That there was no enthusiasm for it. There was no energy for it. I no longer believed that that was really my path any longer. I was in a place where I had given up, and I was very resistant to everything about life. It was, you know, it was just getting out of bed in the morning was sometimes scary and tenuous. I got very, very afraid of going places. I forced myself to keep doing it, but there was a tremendous amount of resistance. And without going into all the details and all of the story about the physical challenges that I've had and the physical turmoil that has occurred at times over the past 6 months, I will say this, that this practice has allowed me to, mindfulness practice has allowed me to really get at the core of what fuels this resistance to life and everything in it. While it does not ensure that I'm going to be able, and I'm not even trying to get rid of it or make it go away, what I'm finding is that I can't really kind of gin up a machine. I can't really find any external source of enthusiasm and in life energy. I can't really decrease my resistance to things willfully. And I'm not saying it's not, I'm not saying that this is, you know, that this isn't possible for other people. I just know in my own experience and for many people that I've taught mindfulness and mindful coping practice to, that I've never been able, and I have never heard anyone necessarily speaking of how they can do this reliably. I know that there's a lot of practices in terms of self-improvement and motivation, and I have a lot of respect for those things. They just have not been a part of my path. I have tried those things as a young adult, but it just never really seemed to work for me, and it just caused frustration when I couldn't really make myself be anything other than what I was. And that's what really so much of my life really has been about in terms of the experience. I'm not necessarily defining myself or my life's journey. What I'm essentially saying here is that much of my life has been punctuated with resistance to life and everything in it, and enthusiasm that has withered away, and in some cases, non-existent. And there have been many times over the past 6 or 8 months here that I have found myself believing, if I'm not careful, if I'm not paying attention to my mind, that I'm believing that somehow that this is never going to change. And it is one of the greatest challenges. It's hard enough, and one of the greatest challenges with feeling this way, or what I really want to say is thinking this way. And I say feeling first, because they're very well made. And I know in my case, there has been emotions that I am feeling. But just because I'm feeling a certain emotion, when I very quickly jump to some sort of conclusion that what I'm feeling emotionally in my body is withering or waning enthusiasm and life energy, or when I'm feeling resistance, I don't want to get into the business of trying to think thoughts about it, to try to define it and to get myself, identified as someone who has no enthusiasm or for life or any life energy. I don't want to get myself believing that somehow how I define myself is I'm this guy completely resisting life and everything about it. Sometimes it is all encompassing. Sometimes it feels, or the other one I wanted to say is I don't want to get in the business of believing that it is a limitation, that somehow I can't get past it. And what I find is the way for me to get past it is for me to quit trying to get past it and let myself feel what I'm feeling, to allow my brain to think whatever it's thinking without me needing to give it any additional time and energy. I don't have to be in the business of believing any of the thoughts that I have just because they're mine. I simply can allow some space. I can allow this room for my, when I say space and when I allow room for this, I'm not really speaking so much physically, but what I am speaking of is that I can allow myself to just feel whatever it is that I feel for however long that I feel it. And the thoughts that come with along from that, that I can just continue to think them without needing to engage these thoughts, without needing to analyze them, without needing to form any beliefs that, if I find myself unconsciously beginning to believe anything about these thoughts that come from these emotions in my body. I don't have to buy into that. I can just let that happen. And the longer that I have continued this practice and have really just, the practice has really been learning how to just sit with whatever these thoughts are when my mind is very reactive. Sometimes the resistance to life and everything in it, what it feels like to me is it feels like I'm being, it kind of physically feels, and I realize trying to put words to this sometimes takes us further away from what it is that's really happening. But if I had to describe this, it just feels like I'm being compressed, that somehow I am, it's, you know, something is pushing against me and intruding into whatever space it is, even if it's hypothetical space that I'm trying to defend. I'm trying to stay free of something or have freedom from something about life that is, quote unquote, encroaching in my space. And then I begin to be the person defending this metaphoric space and trying to do everything that I can to keep it at arm's length. And then pretty soon I'm exhausting myself and wearing myself out trying to resist what doesn't feel good in this life. And at some point I just feel tired and defeated. What has happened instead has been that I could just simply, as I'm aware of these thoughts, I can just simply recognize and sit with the thoughts that are occurring. And if there's things that I normally love to do or look forward to doing, or people that I normally love to hear from and love working with or love being friends with or doing any particular kinds of activity with, and suddenly I find myself resistant to that, there's no enthusiasm for it, there's no desire for it, what I find is that there's nothing, I can't talk myself into it. And I also can find that there at times will be a tendency to have thoughts, judgmental thoughts about what is wrong with me. Why am I like this? How can I stop being this way? And if I begin to define my life, and that is really the most important thing I want to say here, is that if I begin to define my life, and I really generally am not in the business of defining my life in any way whatsoever, because I realize the definition really leads me away from whatever this life really is about. And I'm not sure I know what it's about, and I'm not sure that I will ever know what it's about. And I'm just willing to live within the mystery and just experience whatever is happening. Not trying to talk anyone else into living this way, as at some level, it's not even a way of life. It is just simply it's just a way of being. It's I guess if I call it anything, it's a habit of being. And it can be challenging when these thoughts come around that are very, very strong. And I'm for whatever reason, I just can't seem to, quote unquote, get it together and be whoever it is that I think that I need to be, because somehow I've begun to believe, even if it's unconsciously, that I'm the energetic, smiley, happy, enthusiastic guy that basically, you know, loves to do this and loves to do that and has this huge open heart and is welcoming everyone. I love being that person and it feels wonderful. And that's ultimately, if I had my choice, and I think in a lot of cases, the only thing that I can choose is to be open to being whoever I am. And if I had to choose, I certainly would rather be that person than be someone who brings people down and someone who, you know, carries around a kind of a dark cloud with them, a dark storm cloud everywhere they go, and basically raining on everybody else's parade, so to speak. I don't want to be that guy. But at the same time, if I get really wrapped up in not wanting to be that guy and thinking that I know who I should be, then I'm really just kind of acting out a drama of some sort. And it's all based in these thoughts. And so if I can go back to where, you know, in the moment in time, if I can kind of rewind the tape, so to speak, to use kind of a somewhat, I guess it is maybe an outmoded reference, but I continue to say that because that's essentially the age in which I grew up. If I can rewind that tape back to the moment where it begins to be more difficult, where the suffering really starts, if I'm feeling resistant to anything in life or feeling anything at all or doing anything at all, and also fighting against somehow this this lower energy that I find myself with. And in some cases, with the physical challenges that I'm dealing with, you know, a lower level of physical energy is sometimes my reality. And I began to believe that earlier this year, to the point that I essentially gave up on life to a certain degree and began to avoid doing certain things that required more enthusiasm and more energy, because I really believed that that is not who I was anymore. Even though I wanted to be that person, I felt that I couldn't be, that I had begun to decide that what I was dealing with physically there, and at times, yes, there are definitely limitations to what I can do in a given moment. But at the same time, in a lot of cases, it is simply like all human beings, you know, we have these times where we just don't feel, we're not feeling it, so to speak. We're not really excited about it. And, you know, it's a tough place to be in when in any way, shape or form, there's any beliefs that this is normally something that is easy for us, something that happens naturally. And when we define this, we take that next step of defining, you know, who we are in relation to these things, that it then begins to be very challenging. And it really causes, I find, more resistance to life when I am carrying this heavy burden of believing that this is who I'm supposed to be. And if I don't feel like being this person at this given moment, that somehow there's something wrong. And that's really just going to reinforce, me resisting life more. There's going to be more thoughts about resistance to things, and then I'm going to have a lot more internal reactivity. That's going to feed a lot of emotions that are not going to serve me or anyone else that's around me very well. If I am not aware of how I am dealing with what it is that I may very well be doing to myself. So really, to bring all this together, what I would say is that while it is not my favorite thing, I guess I would say here, and I'm just trying to think of the best way to verbalize this. It's not my favorite thing to be resistant to life. I don't necessarily love it, and I'm being completely open and honest here. I don't particularly enjoy finding myself being someone with very little enthusiasm for life, with very little vital energy to meet things and meet other people in joy. And with you know, with some life energy, so to speak, it's not my favorite thing. But I realize that if I get really caught up in that not being, you know, thoughts about that not being my favorite, thoughts about trying everything I possibly can to not find myself being this person. In fact, I would also say too that there's no need for me to define myself as this person, quote unquote. And that's really where I start to get myself into a space of blame, of self-blame, self-judgment, and just making this really more difficult than it has to be. And sometimes it is difficult. Sometimes it doesn't feel good to find ourselves actually not really feeling like doing the things that we normally do. So if I can just get back to paying attention to my mind and just realizing what it is the thoughts are that are coming through, if there is any internal reactivity, just seeing it, it is going to allow me to just sit with it. I can't chase it away. I can't make it go away. I've tried that. I tried that for years, and it never worked. And so I, at some point, gave up on this. If I can just let whatever this is be what it is for as long as it is, and I know that's scary sometimes, because the longer that we are finding, you know, we find ourselves being someone that we didn't think we were, feeling in a way and thinking thoughts that we normally are not used to really seeing as being our reality and who we are, it is very, very challenging. But if I can just sit with that, no matter how uncomfortable it is, and knowing that I have no idea how long this will last, the only thing that I'm going to focus on is paying attention to what's going on in my mind. And I'm also going to pay attention to what is going on in my body, what it is that I'm feeling, whatever this energy is, just letting it be what it is and being present for it and being here for it. And, you know, I realize there's a lot of various healing modalities to move energy to help, you know, what's referred to as clearing emotional energy. from our bodies. And I realize that that's way beyond anything that I can speak to, that I don't have, while I've undertaken some of those modalities and practices, and received help in that regard. I certainly don't have the expertise to add anything to that. All I can really do is to take care of myself physically and mentally in a way that allows me to cope more effectively with what it feels like to be human, and what it feels like to be human is many times not necessarily my first choice to be to feeling whatever it is I'm feeling or thinking whatever I'm thinking. And what my practice ultimately is openness to that, living with that reality and not defining myself by it, not believing anything about it, and just really what the old Zen saying, one of the famous Zen sayings, waiting without waiting. I'm waiting. I'm just going to be here with it. I'm not waiting on anything in particular. And that's really what the waiting without waiting really comes down to. It took me a long time to realize that I'm here. This is the reality where I find myself. This is what's going to happen for however long it happens. And as long as I can enable myself to cope in the best way possible, and the only way I've ever found that I've been able to do that in any meaningful way that has impacted the quality of my life and anyone that I am connected with, is this practice of mindfulness and giving myself the gift of, and it's available to any of us and all of us. It requires no special skills. It's just simply the desire to be with our own experience, to be with our own thoughts, to be with our own emotions, and learn how to do that even when it doesn't feel good. Sometimes it feels horrible, but I've been through enough of those moments in life that I know that eventually, like all things in this universe, things change. There are cycles going on that I don't even understand. And it's just, things happen for a while, and then at some point they happen until they don't. And if I can't fix it, I realize if there's something that I need to do, if I am somehow causing suffering or if I can prevent suffering for someone else, I certainly want to be accountable to people. I certainly do want to keep my commitments to people. I do want to make sure that I'm treating people with love and respect. These are things, that I want to do to try to be the best human I can be. But at the same time, I'm also still human. And the last thing I would say today is I had an opportunity yesterday with a friend who I was speaking with. I was having one of those days yesterday where there was zero enthusiasm, a lot of resistance to everything, and I had no idea why. There was nothing that happened that caused this. And I cannot begin to express how liberating it was and how healing it was and how freeing it was for me to be in this space with someone and to be able to just tell them straight up, this is what's going on. And there again, doing it in a way where I am not telling a story. I'm not complaining. I'm just simply, it was as concise as that. And sometimes being concise is one of the hardest things for me, because I generally have a lot of things to say. I just was able to tell this person, hey, I just want to be honest with you and open with you. I feel comfortable enough with you that this is what's going on with me right now. And I want you, and I wanted this person to know that I'm not here to complain to you. I'm not here to tell you the whole long story. I'm just here to tell you that, however you experience me is however you experience me. But I just wanted to share this with you in case you were picking up on anything. And in this case, they did say that they were picking up on it. They could hear it. They could see it in my eyes. They could hear it in my voice. They could feel it in my energy. And what's nice about it is that I wanted to make sure that she was not necessarily feeling like somehow there was something that I was, that I was reacting to anything about them. This was all about me. This was all my own stuff that I'm dealing with, and I want to take responsibility for it. But it felt really great to be honest with other people and realize I don't have to be afraid to call it like it is and let people know when I am struggling. And without needing anything from them, without asking anything of them. I'm not saying that I want to be completely, like what they say, being an island. No person is an island. But in this case, it was just a matter of giving them the courtesy and the respect of letting them know, hey, this is what's going on right now. I know that it will pass. I know that this isn't who I am, and this isn't going to continue forever. But what you see and hear from me, it's nice to be able to not feel like I have to actually try to pretend like I am more enthusiastic than I am, or less resistant to life than I actually am. And just being able to do that was, it was probably the first time I ever did that, I think. And there again, there's limits to thinking. I can get really caught up in this, but I recognize that's just a thought and a notion and a belief. But it does feel like something that I have not done before. And it really, really lightened things up. And I found in some ways that I felt better after being able to speak that truth. And ultimately, I could have never done that if I would have been wrapped up in what they were going to think of me and if they might judge me or want to somehow distance themselves from me, because I couldn't be the usual enthusiastic guy, full of life, full of vital energy and joy. I just was whoever and whatever I was in that moment without defining it at all. That is ultimately what mindfulness practice has enabled me to do, and one of the many fruits of this practice, and I'm incredibly grateful.